Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
Well, this should be fun. Homer filling in for Chew and Gabe this morning with me, Jen. And now we have Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason.
Hello.
I know you didn't sign on for another segment with Homer, did you?
No, but I pushed my segment with him yesterday to today, so I haven't talked to him in a while. So yeah, I'm perfectly happy with this historic pairing.
This historic pairing, I don't think anyone else will ever call it that. So Jason, we have obviously been talking about the Green Bay Packers. We are very much looking forward to training camp getting underway, but NFL.com released its top 25 under 25, and wouldn't you know it, for a team that prides itself on being so stinking young, Packers only have one player on the list, Edger and Cooper. What do you make of that? Should they have more, and again, maybe not from a league standpoint, but from a franchise standpoint, if being young is a premier philosophy?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting about this is that, yes, they're definitely still young, but they're not as young as they used to be, right? Like, they've got a lot of guys now that are in year three or year four of their careers and are still, if we're being honest, have a lot to prove, right? I mean, that's what I think is kind of telling about where this team is. So if you go down their list of guys who are under 25. And 25 is an interesting cutoff line when we're going to judge the Packers and their youth. Because if you go through the guys who are exactly 25, and one is a really big one, and that's Xavier McKinney. He's 25. Jaden Reed is 25, so he's not eligible. I'm trying to think of who else is on that list.
Oh, this is excellent perspective, though, Jason.
So you know, I think what LaFleur said during the offseason program is we're still young, but we've got lots of experience. And I think that is one of the reasons why, despite having, as Tausch and I outlined yesterday, a ridiculous number of guys that are in, you know, pivotal, I have something to prove about who I am as an NFL player, whether it's Jordan Love proving he's more than just a good quarterback, but a very good or great or MVP caliber quarterback, or all those wide receivers who've all had their moments of really good football. I would say moments of brilliance, but not sustainably. Their offensive line with three guys that are all in the final year of their rookie contracts. Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, two first-round picks in 2022, who have had some good moments, but they certainly haven't shown that they are consistent, reliable, top-flight NFL players. And the list goes on and on. And so there's a lot of guys who are in that, you know, window of 25, 26. You know, Aaron Banks is 27, who they signed in free agency to play left guard. So there's still a largely young team, but because so many of these guys played right away because they had this youth movement, we've seen a lot of them and they don't feel quite as young, but they still are. And now's the time for them to play at a much higher level than they have.
So how good does a team have to do to play at that higher level? Or what's the dynamic of Goody saying, I messed up, or clearly they have to do, I don't know, get in to win a couple games or Otherwise, the talent is not what he thought it was, right?
Yeah, or this approach is not what he thought it
was. That is not changing.
Right?
I mean, no, it's,
right.
Come on.
And that's my point, is that he's married to this approach, and he believes in it. I'll never forget talking to him after the 23 season where they, you know, win their last three after a very bad, what were they, 2-3 and 5, 2-5 to start that year. And then they obviously go down to Dallas and, you know, just light up Mike McCarthy's team. And then they have the 49ers on the ropes until basically Jordan Love throws a pick on the last pass of the third quarter. And then obviously Anders Carlson misses that critical field goal attempt. And Goody said, you know, I said, does the way this season went make you, you know, an even bigger believer in the value of having young players on your team? And he said, yeah, this is what it's all about. It's you play these guys early and you live with the growing pains and not getting the results you want, so you can then come out on the other side and they're so much better football players by the end of the season. And there's nothing wrong with that logic at all. But at some point, they have to elevate their games. And I know Gabe talks about this all the time on this show. Like, at some point, they need to become, some of them have to become stars. And because those guys, those perennial all-pro, Pro Bowl guys, you know, when you look at the championship teams through history, especially with the Packers and the last two Super Bowl title teams, they had stars all over the place. Now, they had other guys that were just really solid, good football players. But it tends to be the case, unless your quarterback is Hall of Fame caliber, which maybe Jordan Love will turn out to be that, but he has not shown that he will be that to this point. And I know Jordan Love supporters love to compare his stats through his first two seasons to Aaron Rodgers' stats through his first two seasons, and I get that. But Aaron Rodgers was really good in 2009. He was certainly better in year two as a starter than Jordan Love was last year. And I know he had injuries and he had drops and everything else. And then in year three, they went to a Super Bowl and went and won it. Now, did they need help? Did, you know, DeSean Jackson's punt return keep them alive in the postseason run? Yes, those are all things that did happen. But at the same time, they got to the playoffs and, you know, they went in on the road against the number one seed, and Aaron Rodgers played the best football game I've seen a quarterback play in person. And I covered a lot of really great Brett Favre games and a lot of great Aaron Rodgers games. And so do we think that right now, based on the evidence we have, that if Jordan Love takes the Packers into a matchup with the number one seed in the divisional round, he can put together a performance like Rodgers did? He was really good in Dallas.
No.
I don't think he was as good as Rodgers was, but we don't have the evidence of that yet. That doesn't mean he's not capable of it. But to go back to this list, they have a lot of good guys that are under 26 and under. So they're in that range. So I'm not going to kill, you know, Goody for not having more guys on this specific list. What I will keep saying is, all those guys and this philosophy about how you build a roster, it all comes down to this season. And if it does not lead to them being, you know, winning the division, playing in the divisional round or in the NFC championship game, if these guys don't elevate their games, then we have to have a conversation about, do they need to be a little different in their approach? They could still be prevalent in terms of how young they are, but do they also need to start augmenting with guys who've been there, done that, and really had genuine success in the NFL and are more veteran players?
I'm glad you brought up Jordan Love during that conversation, Jason, because it feels like we haven't talked about Jordan Love all that much, other than him obviously getting married this offseason. But there is still a microscope on the quarterback, a magnifying glass, if you will, for him needing to improve. Here is Booger, who was on, I believe, NFL Live this week, talking about the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
forward, because that's where he needs to go. Because he's been given his money. They continue to go out and surround him with weapons. They took Matthew Golden from Texas in the first round, who ran 4.29, so a lot of speed. You're going to get Christian Watson back at some point. They got a plethora of wide receivers. So at what point, if you're Jordan Love, can you continue to take that next step? Matt LaFleur, one of the better play callers in the National Football League. So if I were him, I wouldn't even be concerned about a step back. How can you continue to take the step forward? Because that's where your pace says you need to be, and that's where the team says you need to be in order for them to take the next step.
What is the Packers' ceiling if Jordan doesn't take that step forward? If he just stays at the level he's been at of what we have seen from him, taking, again, I know it's hard because last year he was injured, so he's dealing with that. And the previous year, he obviously had that incredible run. If he doesn't improve, and this is what it is, what is the ceiling for the Packers this year?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jen. I mean, look, I've used this line before. I hate to recycle it, but I like it so much that I'm going to. Right now, he's a guy that you can win with. He's not the guy that you win because of him. You win with him, not because of him. Now, can he elevate his game to the point that we're seeing games like that Atlanta game that we were just talking about, where the Packers won that game because of him? I know Tremont Williams had a great interception return for a touchdown just before half. That was huge. But the bottom line is that Jordan Love, other than that Dallas game where he obviously was magnificent, we don't have a lot of evidence that he is going to be the quarterback that they win because of, that can put his team on his back, and he's the one who makes them figure out a way to win. Again, that doesn't mean he can't do that. He's only been a starter for 2 years, and we live in such a, you know, sports commentary microwave society where everything, you know, we want our popcorn to be popped in a minute and a half, that we want to know, what is this guy? How good is he? What is his, you know, what is his ceiling? And it's just, I just don't know. Like, I don't know how to view last season. It's okay to say you don't know. Like, I understand his supporters want to lean on the injuries and on the drops. And my pushback to them is, if you're going to be a great NFL quarterback, you better figure out a way to win and play well, even when you're not 100%. And we criticize Rodgers for a lot of things, and we also got so spoiled by him that in 2022, when he plays with a broken thumb that he suffered in London, how many people talked about, oh, well, he was playing with a broken thumb? It was, what happened to this guy? This guy sucks, right? I mean, no, and his predecessor did it twice, and Brett Favre was an American hero for playing with a broken thumb. So Rodgers played with a separated throwing shoulder in his first season as the starter. He played with that tibial plateau fracture in his knee that he suffered in the opener in 18. He played with a torn calf down the stretch in 2014 when they lost in Seattle in the NFC title game. Like, injuries are part of the game. And that's another aspect of Jordan's game that he has to figure out a way to still be effective even when he's not 100%. So what is their ceiling if he doesn't elevate his game? Probably around where it's been the last 2 years. Maybe they, you know, are a wild card, win a playoff game, and reach the divisional round. Maybe they don't even do that like they did last year.
Yeah, that's how crucial it is. Last thing for you, Jason, before we let you go. 3 bands or artists or acts. You can only listen to 3 for the rest of your life. This was prompted by one of those icebreaker cards at lunch yesterday with my family. Who would they be?
Well, Coldplay.
Obviously. I mean, to be relevant, if for nothing else.
I do actually really enjoy their music.
Are you going? You know, they're playing at Camp Randall.
Yeah, I am not. With training camp, we got a few things with the girls that we're doing before things get a little crazy. But right now, the 3 like artist stations that I have in heavy rotation on my SiriusXM app are Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, and Coldplay.
That's pretty good. Have you seen any of them?
I saw my claim to, this isn't fame, but, you know, I went to UW, and in 1991, this band that I was vaguely familiar with, they had just released their first album. was playing at this dump of a bar called the R&R Station, which was about a half a mile from my apartment. It's basically where the Kohl Center is now. And I couldn't get any of my roommates to go. And it was like on a Thursday night or something. And so I walked and went to the concert by myself. Stood there by myself and listened to this grunge band who had not hit it big yet. And it was Pearl Jam.
Awesome.
And if you go to their website, you can find the like playlist from that night. Like it's, you feel really cool then when they become as big as they have. And you're like, hey, I was there before they were really that big. So yeah, that's my I'm sort of cool, but not really list.
That's great. And Homer's going to share his Elton John story this morning as well, because he told me a really cool, similar story about Elton John. You guys know how to pick them. That's what the lesson here is. Jason Wilde, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Have a great weekend. And thankfully, to your point, training camp is right around the corner.
Indeed it is. All right, guys, take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Lakeland Supply is in the business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. That's lakelandsupply.com. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this. Stick around.